My name's Tokunbo Ajasa-Oluwa, and I'm the Chief Exec at Foyer Federation.
So we're here in the garden of the Foyer at Chad in Dudley.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows what a Foyer is, actually, if you can explain that.
Yep. A Foyer is a service that works with young people aged primarily 16 to 25 who can't live at home for a number of different reasons. So we provide accommodation. Sometimes that can look like a one-bedroom apartment, self-contained apartment. And I think the USP, the unique selling point about a foyer, is the idea of development and training taking place on site, and helping young people to really discover their skills, build their self-confidence, and help them move into society independently and thrive.
Now, the Foyer Federation, your organisation, you don't run foyers, but you will support and connect up foyers and help them learn from each other and develop ideas.
That's correct.
One of the things that you've worked on quite a lot over the last few years, you call advantaged thinking. Now, can you explain that for me, please?
Yep. So advantaged thinking is a philosophy where it's all about perceiving an individual based on their strengths. So it's about focusing on the assets that they do have rather than focusing on the deficits that they don't. I think in society, generally speaking, we do quite a good job on focusing on people's lack of attributes. So what we're trying to do with advantage thinking is focus on the potential that an individual has and then really steer on the journey of that potential. So transforming the idea of having a passion for something and being able to drive the focus on what their skill set is, helping them to train and practice that skill set, and to the idea of eventually being able to turn that passion into a profession. So for us, particularly with young people, I think the importance around advantage thinking is we're in a society where a significant proportion of news coverage around young people is seen as negative. So they're either described in a negative term or perceived as a negative entity within society. So advantage thinking is definitely all about focusing on what young people can be or the assets and the capabilities that young people have. And it's encouraging us as society at large to nurture that and see the value that comes from nurturing that those capabilities.
There's a couple of things in there that are interesting. So for example, if you take somebody who is maybe, you know, they've not got, they didn't get any qualifications, they've also got problems with anger and they maybe drink too much. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that you wouldn't address those three things, or would advantage thinking think about this in a different way?
Advantage thinking would address those things, but it's thinking about it exactly in a different way. So rather than focusing on the fact that this individual has anger issues, because even the definition of anger issues, every individual can get angry. So it's more about the fact of we're not trying to stop them ever getting angry again. It's more about them having the control of how they manage their emotions according to the environment and circumstances they're in. So for us, it's not about sidestepping the challenging components that come within life, but it's really about focusing on what they can do about it and the notions that they're actually in control of, rather than focusing on negative things that might be beyond their control.
And presumably also not always banging on about the things that are perceived to be wrong about you, but spending a lot of time and effort talking about you're really good at that and can we help you do more of that? And
Yeah, I think, I mean, again, young people, generally speaking, are not championed and inspired to be excellent, you know, across the board. I think you find when it comes to young people, you may find a community where that happens is those fortunate enough to get a private education. Excellence is at the forefront, or whether they're an elite athlete, again, excellence is championed. Now, my argument is individuals right across the board have that potential. They might not necessarily have been born into the circumstances where they get exposed to that kind of development and nurturing. That doesn't mean they don't have the potential of being the next Olympian or champion jockey or, you know, Formula One race driver. So there is something around the way we generally put people in boxes based on their lived experience.
So for somewhere like Chad, they have ways in which income comes in to provide this service, including relationships with commissioners.
Yes.
I'm not talking about specific relationships here, but I'm just wondering whether it seems to me that commissioners tend to commission around deficit, not...
That has been the truth in the past, but I have seen in the last 6 months or so, I've travelled across the country and met a number of commissioners as well as foyers, and I am seeing a shift. I am seeing more commissioners using terms like asset-based approach to development, where they're realising the cost associated of doing things from a deficit-based approach, and they're eager to explore creative, innovative ways that actually will be more cost-effective because there's less resource to go around. So rather than stick to the status quo, which hasn't really been serving them well and haven't really provided the return on investment that they expected, we're finding some courageous commissioners are really exploring a different way of doing things, which is an asset-based advantage thinking process.
Fantastic. Really good to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your time here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.